Today we'll bring you my conversations with participants in the Our Park Project, running all summer long in Andy Livingston Park, at the edge of Chinatown and the downtown east side. The project is a partnership between the Vancouver Parks Board and the Western Aboriginal Harm Reduction Society, and quote, aims to engage, build connection, foster care and safety, and bridge the diverse communities who use Andy Livingston Park by engaging individuals in community-based art events. My first conversation is with the Carnegie Community Center's elder in residence, Les Nelson.
My name is Leslie Nelson. I'm the elder in residence of Carnegie Community Center.
And how do you know Sylvan Hamburger?
We're doing a Zoom. We had like 7 candidates to choose from, artist-wise. And it all boiled down to 3 names, and his name came up, and we all seemed to choose the same person. So everything seemed to work. And then when we did this, like a introduction opening here at park, that's when I met him. I never actually seen him or knew of him before that, before this project started. We just had to, I thought I was in there just to kind of help them pick an elder to support him.
And how long have you been working with Sylvan now? How long, when did this project start?
I can't remember the exact date, but I guess it was last month, towards the end. This is about the fifth time now, I think. July 9th was the date we did a introductions to invite everyone, people to witness what the project was going to be all about.
And what is the project? What are you doing down here?
Art in the Park is very interesting because of what he showed me, how to do this 3-dimension fold up. And each person drew a head, the other person drew the body, and the third person drew the feet. And then we'd fold it all out, and then we'd see. Well, you can't see that, but like, this is just for example. Someone did that head, someone did the body, and someone did the feet. So those were, I was amazed when I seen that. And okay.
So all of these are like little collaborative projects then, all the drawings here on display?
Yeah. We started off with the Sasquatch, so everybody had a version, their own version of how to do a Sasquatch, and that's what I did right there. And that was my version of a Sasquatch, and someone had to do the body, and then someone drew the foot. So now we're doing bodies for that, and someone does a foot for that, to make it like a someone, you know, a person.
And what was the idea of setting up down here, or sort of where are we on at Kiefer and Carroll, right across from the Sun Yat-sen Garden, right at the edge of the downtown east side. Why do you think it's important to set up a project like this in this particular neighborhood?
To connect. It's like we were told, like, building bridges for each person down here. Like, you know, when they say our park, my saying is our park is your park is our park. And connections with different walks of life. You know, people are all in different levels, education-wise, and all the learning of how to believe in themselves and be an artist. Bring the art out in them, and communication.
How do you think the project's been going so far? Are you happy with the results you're seeing?
Oh, yes, I am very happy. All the children come in here, and they're all happy to draw. Adults also come and they do a drawing and they enjoy, you know, like I did, unexpectedly how the turnout came. You know, when you don't expect it, then you see it and you say, oh, wow, that's interesting. So, you know, it brings the artist out in you. A lot of people had no confidence in being an artist, and it just, when you draw, it does bring it out, and then makes people happy too, you know, to see how they connected with 3 different people, version of a picture of anything that you draw that you see in the park.
And it probably also helps too when you got a couple of experienced artists like you and Sylvan offering it a bit of encouragement too, I think, doesn't it?
Oh yes, it does. Yeah, especially Sylvan, you know, he's the artist, so he's the one that's doing all the explaining about the art and how they're going to go about it, because I'll just confuse them if I try, because like I said, he's the artist. I'm just the knowledge of the downtown, you know, the area. So I'd be able to talk to some people that, you know, either needs talking to or needs explanation about some people like don't understand what's going on, really, because they only got a part where part of their life is just sitting in a park, but they need explanation of what's going on and someone to talk to too, probably. That's why an elder here to support Sylvan.
It's been really great to have a chance to talk with you, Les. Thanks very much.
Yes, thank you.
Next, I spoke with artist Sylvan Hamburger. So I'm here down at the corner of Kiefer Street and Carroll, just at the edge of the downtown east side, across from the Sun Yat-sen Garden. And I am here with who?
Hi, James. I'm Sylvan Hamburger. I'm here with the R Park Project, a community-engaged art project in Andy Livingston Park all summer long.
And how did this project come about?
There was a call for an artist, or at least how my involvement happened. I saw a poster for a call for an artist to propose doing some sort of art engagement activity in the park. So I'm a printmaker, that's my background, and so I came with a proposal to do a series of drawing and screen printing workshops in the park with people kind of generating imagery through engaging with people as they stop by the tables that we set up, and then we would take the drawings, screen print them onto banners, kind of collage them together, and kind of take over the park with the imagery that's kind of being generated.
You said it was a call for artists. Who is the one doing the calling? Is this from the city of Vancouver?
Yeah, there's a couple people involved. It's mainly the Parks Board, Vancouver Parks Board, but it is also the city of Vancouver and also WARS, Western Aboriginal Harm Reduction, which is based out of the Van Du building on Hastings.
So we're doing this for radio, so obviously we need a bit of help with the imagery. So tell us, here we are on Sunday afternoon on August the 8th. Paint me a little bit of a picture. Where are we sitting and what's going on?
Sure, yeah. We've got a blue tent set up that the Parks Board has generously loaned us. And from where we're sitting on a bench. I can see some lines set up. There's some drawings that people have been doing for the last couple hours that are hanging, pegged on the lines. There's some colorful fabric that's got some screen prints on it from imagery from past sessions. I can see Donna, who is the niece of Elder Les, who's the elder on the project, wearing her orange shirt. She's been drawing birds all morning, so there's a chance that she's drawing another bird. And there's a big kind of floral sheet that's hanging and kind of blowing in the wind that says Our Park, that was screen printed.
And when did this project begin?
The project began about a month ago. We've been down here every Wednesday and Sunday from 2 to 6, and those will continue until the end of September. Time's flying. Hard to believe.
What sort of is the idea? I mean, are you set up here on the same corner every Wednesday and Sunday, or are you moving around? Are you people just attracted as they walk by and decide to sit down and create a little bit of art? What's sort of the idea behind this?
Yeah, sure. That's a good question. We have been moving around a little bit. We've been in this location twice on Kiefer and Carroll. Often we're set up at the west-north corner of the park, which is on Kiefer. And that's because if we're screen printing, we need access to water. So that's one of those locations. But we are kind of telling people to just come find us in the park. And one of the ideas with that is because it's such a diversely used park, there are these different sections. So you've got the kind of turf. For anyone who's not familiar with Andy Livingston Park, you've kind of got turf fields, you've got tennis courts, you've got kind of a water feature in a more park-like zone. You've got an elementary school and a playground. So there's really different zones and different people that frequent those spaces. So the idea is to try to kind of move around, engage with as broad a spectrum of the folks that are using the park. And one of the things that's been so fascinating about spending this time in the park, spending about 5 hours or 10 hours a week here, has been just how diversely used this park is and how many different communities are using the park. And, you know, I don't have the experience of really sitting for this long in many other parks in the city, but it's hard to imagine a park where there's more people doing more different things. It really... and the amount of curiosity about what we're doing, that it really hasn't been difficult to engage people, that people are really kind of engaging on their own fruition and own curiosity. And so that's been a real, just such a pleasure. And people from such different walks of life, different lived experience, and to have them sitting at a table drawing together, just been amazing.
What can you tell me about some of the people, just, you know, general impressions of some of the people who have been stopping by over the past few weeks?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it really can't stress how broad that spectrum is. We've had parents that are living in some of the condo towers around the park that are kind of will come down with their kids. Maybe their kids go to Crosstown School, which is the elementary school that borders the park. We also have parents and kids from Strathcona that will come to the park. We have women from women's shelters come by. Last week we had two young men that had just been gotten out of prison for the last 6 years. They came and drew some amazing eagles with us. We've kind of started to build a rapport with part of the community that drinks in the west north corner of the park. And so lots of really great drawings coming out, engaging with them. Another part of the group that is engaging with us is that the Western Aboriginal Harm Reduction Society, that is kind of one of the organizations kind of organizing this and behind this, they have a team of kind of peer groups that is also part, they're kind of another component to the Our Park project. So this project has two components. I'm kind of running the art side of it, but there's also a harm reduction component. So a team from WARS is kind of coming through and they're engaging with people most days of the week, and they are checking with folks, picking up needles, that kind of thing, maybe giving us some supplies, and so that is the kind of sister component to the art that's being made. And and sometimes they will drop by as well and hang out and draw with us as well. So
tell me a little bit more about what precisely your role is here. What are you doing down here? Are you sort of like a supervisor? Tell them, you know, that doesn't look like an eagle. Or is your role more of encouragement? What is it that you're doing here?
Sure, yeah. I would say just engagement, encouragement. I'm definitely not telling anyone that their drawing isn't great. I guess I'm approaching it in two ways. One is just if we can get someone to sit down and draw and engage in a conversation or just tell a story, that's a win, that's great. Then there's the side that of me that is maybe more focused on an artistic outcome, and that is looking more like trying to figure out ways of, you know, after each session in the park, I'll end up with many, many drawings that have been kind of donated to this project. I'm figuring out ways of kind of how to combine those into screen prints that can kind of function cohesively. What are some ideas for frameworks in which banners can be made that can kind of incorporate as much of that imagery as possible? So it's kind of patching things together a little bit. It's a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. And so that's when I'm not in the park, that's kind of what I've been doing. And coming up with kind of prompts and things like that to kind of generate imagery that might be able to function together. So one example of a prompt is I have this idea that at the end of the summer, as a kind of closing event, we'll have made, well, throughout the summer, we'll have printed a bunch of sheets that will then be sewn into a massive kite and that we've flown over the turf fields. And so one of the things that we're getting people to draw are feathers and things like that that can be patterned together, combined into the wings of this massive kite. So that would be one example of, if someone came, they maybe felt like they needed some sort of motivation to get a drawing going. You know, maybe we'd start with getting them to draw a feather or a different drawing exercise.
Your partner down here is local elder Les Nelson. How did you meet him, and what's it like working with him the past few weeks?
Yeah, it's just been amazing to work with Les. We met through this project, so in the kind of weeks leading up to kind of launching it, being in the park, me and him met a few times at Carnegie, kind of started to get a rapport going, started to kind of get to know one another. And then it's just been, yeah, just a deep pleasure since spending time with him, hearing his stories, seeing his drawings, getting to collaborate on a few drawings together. I feel very honored for the opportunity to be down here with him and his niece, Donna, who has been joining us almost every week. So that, and then a few other people, Aaron Scar and Ricardo Hardy, are the kind of two project assistants that I've brought on, and a couple of people from the Parks Board, Naomi, and so that's kind of the team that's often here, and there's a whole bunch of people behind the scenes, but being here with Les has been great. Very, very funny man.
What's sort of been the reaction from either, you know, the Parks Board, the Aboriginal Harm Reduction Society, people in the streets? Are they happy to see this?
Yeah, overall, very, very positive. A lot of, like I said, the remarkably easy to get people to sit down and draw. So much easier, you know, when I was thinking about, like, how am I going to get adults to sit down and draw, that really hasn't been a problem at all. So that's been really positive. I mean, it's interesting. I think one of the reasons this project got the funding that it got was because there is a lot of stigma about certain ways that this park is being used, and that there has been conflict between, or at least anger between, the ways in which different communities are using the park. And so one of the intentions behind this, I remember being told early on by some of the people that had kind of sourced the funding, had been involved for, you know, many, many months before I even knew this was a thing, that if we could get one person from maybe who had a kid at the elementary school and lived in one of the condo towers to engage with someone who was maybe, you know, his community is like hanging out and having a drink in the park, that's kind of the win, you know, that's the big takeaway. So it was like, okay, yeah, maybe like by the end of the summer that will happen. And pretty much immediately that was just happening. Like, that really hasn't been, we've far exceeded that. So that's been really exciting. That people are actually quite interested in having those conversations in so many ways. And then some people aren't, you know, and that's just the way it goes. But what they're not, then I quite have a say over, that I get a say over, is once I have all the imagery, I get to kind of put their images together. So that's maybe where I get to kind of play around and tweak things a little bit.
That is fantastic to hear, actually. Yeah, I know our role on the Pulse is to try and tell the stories of the downtown East Side, but sometimes I think we're, we don't want to contribute to the stigma that people already feel about the downtown East Side. So I think, you know, projects like this are fantastic. It's, I've said it on the show before, it's the DTS is one of the most vibrant communities in the whole city, and I want more and more people to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's been so clear from the first day out here that there is such a richness to the way people will engage. I feel like if you were in so many parks in the city and you were kind of asking people to sit down and draw, adults would be like, no, 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 I can't do that. You'd suddenly terrify them by asking them to draw. Here, like every other person you ask is an artist, you know? No kidding, and they'll say that they are, and they really are. They'll sit down and they'll kind of blow your mind with what they're coming up with. So yeah, I kind of very much second what you were saying.
You're going to be here for another, what, I guess 6 or 7 weeks or so till the end of September. Are there any special projects, any sort of highlights that we can expect over the next few weeks?
As the summer goes on, prints will start to kind of appear in the park. Banners will start to appear in the park. So our first round of banners is almost ready. We have been wheat pasting up drawings and prints that have happened in the park.
Sorry, what did you say? Wheat pasting?
Wheat pasting, which is a form of you've got a drawing on a large sheet of newsprint and you're kind of pasting it up. So sometimes it's how posters get put up. So if we receive permission to do that, the Parks Board has kind of just given me permission to take over the park, which feels like kind of an impossible dream that I've suddenly landed in.
You must be drunk with power.
Drunk with power, yeah. So trying to make the most of that. And then like I kind of alluded to, the hopefully flying a massive kite at some point to kind of conclude whether or not the kite actually flies. You know, that'll be, we'll have to see. You'll have to come down. You'll have to come down and see.
I certainly will. Is there any place that people can know about the our park project in advance? Or are people just expected to come down to Annie Livingston and wander around until they stumble across your installation?
There will definitely be likely a little bit of searching around the park to find us. But there is an Instagram page, Our Park. And there is also a Facebook page. So the Our Park Project, it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook. That kind of will update you a little bit about where we'll be.
Remind us again the days and times you're in the park.
Yeah, every Wednesday and Sunday, 2 to 6.
It's been really great to talk with you, Sylvan. Thanks very much.
Thanks, James.
Before leaving the park, I had a chance to speak with Les's niece, Donna Charlie.
My name is Donna Charlie. I'm the niece of Elder Les Nelson.
So how do you come to be taking part in this Our Park project?
Uncle Les had invited me down to check out and see what was going on. I do like to learn how to native draw. I love drawing. It helps my seizure and anxiety disorder.
And Sylvan told me that you've been drawing birds all day. Is this a particular significance or a love of birds that you have?
I love eagles. Every time I see an eagle, it would, in my mind, would be an elder who had passed away. For example, my dad had passed away 2 years after I met him. If I see an eagle up in the sky, I would say that he is watching over me.
And what's your overall impression of the project? I mean, are you happy to meet the people who come by and draw? Mm-hmm. Are you pleased with the work they're producing? And are you helping them at all?
I help alongside when they finish. I help stack up the chairs. And yes, I am very, very impressed about what's going on here. And it helps me to meet people and to learn that not everybody is garbage the way I learned when I was growing up. It helps me to communicate better.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to say about Our Park or Sylvan or your uncle or anything else you'd like to share with us?
I am very, very pleased to be down here to reunite with my uncle again. And downtown Eastside here needs more things like this to bring people together, to reunite with each other. I do understand there are people on the street that do bad drugs and drink to kill the pain, but there are other reasons or other things to deal with the pain rather than drink and do drugs. We can come here and meet people and be sober, not drugs, or we can make pictures. I've learned screen drawings. I learned how to make a pin. It's an Irish pin. Yes, I love this very much, and I hope that they are able to keep on doing this.
I'm really glad I've had a chance to meet you, Donna. Thank you very much for talking with me for a few minutes.
Thank you very much.
Those were Les Nelson, Sylvan Hamburger, and Donna Charlie. The Our Park Project runs every Wednesday and Sunday afternoons from 2 to 6 at Andy Livingston Park until the end of September. Find it on Instagram and Facebook by searching Our Park Project.